Hello, everybody. It's been a long time since I've shared a podcast episode, but I thought to myself, I want to bring this back. I want to create more here. I've been daily vlogging on YouTube, and it's kind of kept me busy a lot to do that because it's a lot to create a video every single day. But I want to kind of cross-pollinate these two mediums, and now I also want to kind of create podcasts that make sense to be shared on both worlds and just in general create more and bring the things alive and out there. And I think that a podcast is an amazing opportunity to do exactly that because it gives a completely different kind of medium and it gives a different opportunity for people to listen rather than to watch a video with all kinds of cinematics and stuff like that. If you are interested in my YouTube channel, then I suggest you go to chrisspiegel.com/YouTube or just chrisspiegel.com, where you will find all the links to all the things that I'm creating online. But today, the topic that I'm talking about is basically an airplane view. And the article that I'm going to read to you and then discuss a little bit is called High Above with an Airplane View. Let's jump right into the story and the article, and I will have a little bit of a discussion after that. Kind of add-on thoughts that I have had since writing this article. High above with an airplane view. I regularly find myself in airplanes. In those transits, the best times are when I can explore an airport that feels completely empty, at night, when there is almost nobody there. It gives a feeling of rest in an otherwise very crowded, loud, and hectic environment. For me, this feels calm and relaxing. It gives me space to think, open hallways, spacious areas. But the best is once I head into the plane in the middle of the night, everybody a bit groggy, not ready for what's coming. Moving their resting place to sit and sleep in a seat for the next few hours. But that's where I can't sleep quite yet. It's these moments that are the best part. A window seat taking off in a big city. The engines roaring, the plane shaking and lifting off. The climb to high altitudes and the view back down. A view revealing the workings of many humans in a small space. The idea that behind every road, light and window, there is life. People build these streets and houses. People live, work and sleep in them. People go to school and some have days off. Some are happy, some are sad. From up here, it all looks like one familiar and calm. From up in the sky with the airplane view, everything so calm, so beautiful, it looks so simple to get around, so friendly, the imagination of interactions. But for some reason, all that turns around once I touch down again. When I combine fantasies with the stories I've been told. Stories about shootings, stories about gun rights. But it's so green, it's so vast, there's so much space. On one of those late flights, I got inspired to write the above lines. Capturing the feeling that I get when I arrive in a new space. It feels strange and unclear. The stories can be harsh, the fantasies negative. But from above, it's all so familiar, so light, and fun to explore. It's an experience I try to remember, to relieve when I get caught up in the details again, the fears, and the perfection. Taking a step back, looking at it from above, the airplane view, the bigger picture, it gives perspective, freedom, familiarity, and the vision. I get strength and want to explore. To go out there, drive down different roads without fear, to meet all kinds of people and explore. I encourage you, take a step back every so often. Step into your imaginary airplane, take the window seat, and look out there as you take off. It gives you some new perspective, and that provides strength and energy for the next steps. I've published this article in February 2018. But the interesting thing about the article is that it's actually been written or at least the couple of lines that are mentioned in that article, those lines were written about two and a half years ago when I first traveled for a longer distance, when I first came to the US to go to a conference and explore Los Angeles and San Francisco. And it's this interesting feeling that comes back up again and again. It is most of the time when I travel somewhere new, I specifically had an amazing view of Lombok, for example, the island that's right next to Bali. And it's a beautiful island. And that was exactly the kind of like the resemblance, the feeling that I got when I touched down on the island, when I looked down right before the touchdown to see all the streets that there are on this island and that are cut by humans through this rough environment otherwise. But at the same time, depending on the country and depending on the story that I know and hear about the countries that I go to, it oftentimes also makes the picture that I have in my mind very different. Sometimes it's a very free and explorative picture. And in other moments, I feel scared right before touching down, right before going out into the streets. Whenever we travel, we open ourselves up to new opportunities, but we also open ourselves to things that we don't expect, that we cannot expect, the unpredictable. A certain part of me gets excited about that because it's exactly the part that wants to be stimulated. It's the reason why I think that moving around is extremely valuable, because you get different stimuli that you don't get whenever you are just sitting at home and just exploring your own neighborhood. If you go out there and interact with new cultures and people, you experience something new and exciting. And that gives you much more memorable experiences that sometimes even make time stretch, because you have had so much happen in a very short amount of time, and the time that you have the experiences had in actually feels longer. Sometimes I can't really believe that I've been traveling more or less constantly for 2.5 years at this point. And it's something that I have to sit with more. And at the same time, I look at the time back and I see all the things that have happened over the last 2.5 years. And it's really hard to even imagine that all of that fitted into this small space of time. But coming back to the airplane view, the 1st of October, we are flying again, this time again back to Las Vegas, where I touched down the first time when I came to the US. And we will explore Utah, Zion National Park, the Grand Canyon a little bit. We're probably going to go to Horseshoe Bend and much more. And we've just prepared that trip now and booked our stays and everything. And it will be an exciting adventure. And I'm looking forward to seeing the city again, to fly in with the airplane view, to see the streets and roads, how they build a network through this country, and how they give us opportunities to reach places and see things. I hope this podcast and video was interesting for you. It's a bit of a different concept, but I love the idea of having this kind of thought, story, experiment, and exploration. If you like this, please let me know. On YouTube, you can give it a like or leave a comment below. If you listen to this as a podcast, maybe you go to my website and find me on Twitter. Let's have a chat there. And other than that, I hope you're having an amazing day, and I will see you tomorrow back on my YouTube channel with another video. And the podcast, I don't know yet. See you later.